This is Sonic Boom Radio. I'm Dr. Boom. Let's begin, shall we? Today we turn the show over to the group Negative Land. They have collected a series of tapes made from radio broadcasts and some unreleased material. We've created a montage of the material they have collected, and we proudly present Negative Land's listen here.
A word to the wise, sufficient.
Listen to someone near.
This is Cesar Romero with the thought for today. Remember that your yesterdays are like canceled checks, your tomorrows like promissory notes, but today is like cash.
Thank you.
All right. And we will be talking about anything from peacorn to pop nuts, or whatever you want to do. Soda gum, chewing water, whatever is... Somebody asked me one time, what is chewing water? I'm like, you know, it's ice, as we used to call it, but it's the same difference. And it's better than cold coffee, I'll tell you that. And so let's find out what's on. Hello. Well, we had somebody on line one. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Can't we hear each other?
Am I on?
You sure are. Say something.
Hello?
Hello. I hear you.
Hello?
Are you trying to listen on the radio?
Am I on?
Don't you hear him? You hear
Hello?
Him? Yeah, I hear him.
Hello?
He can't hear us, I guess. Well, that's the way it goes. I don't know what happened or why, but he was on the air. But he couldn't hear us, and we could hear him.
It's in the bag.
Discount Plus.
Discount Plus, every day at Fry's Markets in all departments, including Fry's famous over-the-counter meat department, with cut-to-order service by real live butcher shop persons, a rare breed indeed.
Discount Plus.
Fry's Markets, where everything you buy is a bargain, and you can bag your limit any day as early as 8 o'clock in the morning.
Discount Plus.
Everyone has to have their own bag, and Fry's bag is Discount Plus. Fry's Markets, where any old bag won't do.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry, madam.
Discount Plus.
Discount Plus. It's in the bag at Fry's Markets.
Okay, this is the Old Ranger Spots. Take number 17. Old Ranger?
Howdy there, folks. This is the Old Ranger, along with Floyd, my pet rattlesnake. Old Don D wanted me to come by and let you know about the time I sat on Floyd. Remember that, Floyd?
Cut.
What's wrong, sonny?
Well, Old Ranger, we're here to do a commercial about Don Danbacker cars and not your rattlesnake. So let's try it once again. Old Ranger commercial, take number 18.
Howdy there, folks. This is the Old Ranger. And Old Don D wanted me to talk about my mule Bessie.
Cut. Old Ranger, we're just about out of time. So let's see if we can get this next commercial in and do it right for once.
Okay, sonny.
Old Ranger commercial, take number 27.
Howdy there, folks. This is the Old Ranger. And old Donald D wanted me to tell you about some gas savers he's got down there. He's got a 1971 Toyota Crown Wagon with air, and a 1971 Vega hatchback with a 4-speed, and a 1973 Buick Apollo with some air, and it's got low mileage. Old Donald D was telling me that these cars tanks a lot. Get away, Floyd.
We're taking our show on the road this coming Monday between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Bank of America building right here in Sonora. Some free prizes, free gifts, and also some money to be given away, so why not stop by? That's this Monday between 10 and 3 at the Bank of America building at Stockton and Washington Street here in Sonora.
Hey, J.R. Seattle, Channel 95.7.
Well, Journey really had a good run of hits in the 1980s. And if you don't believe me, just listen to the station that seems to specialize in 80s hits no matter how many times they deny it. As at 95.7 KJR-FM.
It's been a mystery.
Ninety-five point seven KJR-FM. Who's Lying Now? Why, it's KJR and their greatest hits of the 60s and 70s format. Every time they play another song from the 80s, even though they swear up and down that they don't, between almost every song they play. You know, I wonder if they think their listeners are stupid. Surely they must, and at the very least, they obviously have nothing but contempt for those who tune in. You know, if they really wanted to be as friendly as they pretend to be in their station IDs, they wouldn't lie through their teeth in order to lure in a few more suckers. You know, over 60 songs from the 1980s on their playlist, and you can hear them daily on Seattle's KJR-FM, despite the deceptive IDs that swear up and down that they'll only play music from the 60s and 70s. Now, are you going to let this happen? This is how radio works, folks, and the National Association of Broadcasters and Clear Channel Radio stand behind KJR and their shady business practices. Now, it might not be so bad if they didn't try so hard to convince you that they were your friend. It's like catching your best friend in your dresser drawer stealing cash out of your wallet. What a bunch of liars we have broadcasting to us, courtesy of the NAB Clear Channel Radio and 95.7 KJR-FM.
Hey! You feel that beat? Well, it's coming on strong, because it's got a message for you about Greasy-Dick Malt Liquor, the electric malt liquor. You heard me, electric! This fine, mellow brew has the stuff to tingle your tongue, thrill your throat, and put juice in your generator. Can you stand it?
Can you stand
for the white and gold can with the long, funny name? That's Greasy-Dick, the electric malt liquor from Falstaff Brewing Corporation, St. Louis, Missouri.
I mean, all parents, you know, they give their children, let them watch TV for 30 minutes a day and PBS for an hour. They send them to bed at 7 o'clock and all that sort of thing. Isn't that it? They get up, make the bed, and do everything else. Sure they do. But they get their kicks out of this, and they go around and chuckling, say, look what I did, oh. It's like the guys that run around with the radios on so loud you can hear them four blocks down the streets, and you want to ask them what else they got for Christmas, but they never tell you. Hello there, who's this?
This is Bob Fountain.
Oh, it's one of the three-year-olds that we have on the air every once in a while. I wish that woman would take her children and put them to bed at that time of night. I mean, when you're just able to learn to speak. We have a few of these little kids that have the mind of a 3 or 4 year old. It hasn't really developed. And they're out there, they think they're really cute when they come on and say, you know, this is Bob Fouts or this is somebody. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's amazing. I wonder if the kids can spell. They probably can't read very much, that's for certain. It's a shame. It is truly a shame. He ought to be up at the Washington Monument with the other one, the other idiots. Who's this? I thought we had somebody on. Hello.
This is Dick Hughes.
Don't have anybody. Can't hear anybody. Guess we don't. I thought I had... Do we have somebody on?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Dick Cannon.
Dick Cannon? Hello, Dick. What's on your mind?
In response to what the call...
What was another? That same kid again? Well, there's probably four idiots living together. More than likely. Maybe they're still in a cell and they're just using a payphone. That's probably what it is. You can understand that kind of idiocy. I can't really, but I guess it goes about when you're a dropout or wherever it is from school and have nothing else to do. You figure you might as well do that. Probably using somebody else's phone. Put the tape re on it the next time and check it out. So we'll just run the voice comparison thing with it. Cut it from there, all right? Okay.
Oh, 110 pounds of Australian talent right there. If we could still be friends, Helen Reddy doing the honors. Time check 4:45, 69 degrees. In case you just tuned in out there. Hello out there. This is Sam Kessler doing a show which just happens to be called the SK Get Together here on Color Radio KXYX YZ, and up to entertain, here's Neil Diamond with a bit of Kitschy Gumi, if you'll pardon the expression. There, I'm happy to say, is a true superstar of the 70s, Mr. Neil Diamond and Kitschy Gumi. A reminder that some of the best things in life are not free, like warm clothing, nourishing food, and even good health. It takes money to have these things, and that's why the United Way asks for your gift. Your dollars work hard all year long. When you give the United Way, you help those who need some of the things in life that are not free. So, to help them enjoy those that are, please give the United Way. Well, my friends, the old clock has done it to us again. That's about it for this edition of the Sam Kessler Show, the SK Get-Together. It's been a real pleasure. We've had tips on how to save money, all the latest news and weather, and the best sounds from the KXYZ Music Library. Stay tuned for the late news upcoming, and I'll see you tomorrow, same time. Till then, this is Sam Kessler saying, take real good care of yourself, won't you? But take it. It's 5 p.m. and this is Newsbeat from the wires of the Associated Press and the KXYZ newsroom. From coast to coast and on the local scene, here is the latest news to this hour.
Greetings from the Los Angeles County Fair, now in full swing at the fairgrounds here in Pomona. This is Vance Kulvig reporting from a beautiful display in one of our many exhibit buildings. And this display shows all the wonderful virtues and the great things that are going on up there in Contra Costa County. Before me is a mouth-watering display of all sorts of apples. There are melons, there's squash, and there's all sorts of things. And here's the gentleman who's going to tell us more about this wonderful exhibit. From Martinez, Mr. Fred Nettles. Fred, how are you?
Very well, thank you today. Before, pardon me, before you ladies and gentlemen down here, I have put in industry, representing all phases of it. I have represented all the oil companies, the paper industry, the chemical industry, and the Continental Can Corporation, plus the Glass Container Corporation. The main question a lot of people ask me is, do you have oil wells in Contra Costa County? I tell them that we are one of the newest fields in the state of, let's put it like this, in Northern California. And a lot of people ask me, where can I locate plants? And they're interested in getting out of this territory down here. I don't know why. I guess it's a smog. Now, my main background is a cat, which is 9 feet high. He's animated. His tail wiggles. One of his paws goes up and down, and he has a bee. And the theme that I use, curiosity, led to the discovery of gas and oil in Contra Costa County. And we also have large vials of bubbling chemicals animated flowers which turn around and around, and all in all, has turned out to be a very effective exhibit for you people in Contra Costa County. I think if you come to the fair, you'll be very proud of it.
Well, I have certainly found it most interesting, Fred. I never did realize that you had so much going on up there. Now, I've been through that part of the country, and my main interests are in fishing and hunting. They happen to be hobbies of mine personally. And you have a great deal going on the recreational field up there, and have had for many, many years. The entire county fair here, you might say, is sort of geared to recreation. Everybody's been coming out here to have a real good time. And part of the good time, and educational as well, is before these various exhibits and wonderful displays put on by the counties of our state of California. And certainly one of the very most interesting is that put on by Contra Costa County right here at the Los Angeles County Fair in Pomona. Three on the nose. Creationville is Contra, I'm going to have you say it. My tongue's getting, I'm so excited here.
In Contra Costa County.
Thank you, Mr. Fred Nettles, and thank you all you folks for joining us at the Los Angeles County Fair in Pomona.
It's a lovely Saturday morning. This is your DJ VMA Hole, and I'm chilling on the Wake Up Club with Cookie Demas. Cookie Demas, how you feeling this morning?
Hey, Cookie Demas here. We always feeling fun, boy. The weather's out outside. It's a nice day to roller skate.
Like she said, get your roller skates and shake your mojo, because here we go on WRMS.
This is MC Racco Ribs and the BB Chew Crew. And when we don't have chicken on our plates, we're on roller skates on Saturdays listening to WRMS.
Listen, this is Drez from this group called Black Shake. When I'm not returning bottles of Similac for nickel deposit, I'm roller skating to the flavor of WRMS.
No, hear this.
We're resident aliens.
The dragon.
Mr. Bug.
And the beat.
And when we ain't skating to Southern State Park with the dude, man,
we're listening to WRMS.
This is the true Mac Man, B-I-G-D-W-D-Y-K-A-N-E. And when I'm not out being a father to some female orphans, I'm roller skating on Saturdays with WRMS.
Yep.
Yo, hi, this is King Saul. Listen to WRMS, the man with 1 foot bigger than the other. And I love to roller skate on Saturdays.
Yo, what's up? This is Mike Deluxe drinking a 40-ounce on roller skates. On this funky Saturday, as I'll be listening to the sounds of WRMS. And I'm long gone.
Hello, we're the ladies of last, and we're not protesting the loose booty movement.
We're shaking ours on our unisex roller skates every Saturday.
Hi, I'm Bob Power. I'm the token white guy on WRMS. And even though I don't have any rhythm, I'm happy to be here.
What's up? This is Shoshana.
How you doing? This is Navasaur.
And when we ain't checking out the beauties at the Donut Hill, we roller skating with WRMS. Yeah, you know it.
Salutations. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a college student. This means basically I have no money. So getting something for free, as cool as the sounds of WRMS, is strictly crocker.
Yo, this is the anti-pimp without a golf club. Hostinus plus Bowen. And I'm giving a shout out to Marsha Brady on the Article Done side on WRMS. And De La Soul is a step higher than that normal rapping pull.
Not a subliminal?
Hey, this is the freaking Pop here. When I'm not making linguine and clam sauce, I'm freaking roller skating on Saturday nights to the sweet, sweet, sweet music of WRMS.
Well, that's one of the things about your club, gets rid of things like this.
Yeah.
You have idiots like this that do this, and they think this is their kicks. You know, this is what they've got. You know, this is the big deal. You'd like to get him in a squared circle. And
has this guy been doing this to you?
Yeah, he's been doing this off and on for, I don't know, a week.
That's too shame. He's got a problem.
No, a big problem. No question about that. But all right, let's find out if we do have somebody online. Hello there.
Burn. Condemn.
I guess we don't have anybody in line. You know, it's a shame they have the basketball players of St. Mary's that were here with the coach calling, and these kids going through 4 years of school, playing major sports, graduating, getting degrees, getting their going on to business and that. Then you have the same age idiot that's on the line making a call when the coach is on, or one like this one trying to be funny. The same age, at least physically the same age. Wonder how they feel. They say, well, there's me doing this, and then these other guys got their degrees, they're making a good living, are a success. That's too bad. Have to feel sorry for them, I guess.
Hi, folks. This is Mr. Fix-It at Silvera Home Improvement Center. Do-it-yourselfers, when you're in a fix, just call on Silvera. We've a fixer's bag of tricks. No matter what the problem, we never are dismayed. When you deal with us, you know you got it made. When it comes to lumber, we're chairman of the board. Our prices are the lowest you always can afford. Complete one-stop shopping, we've got it on the shelf. Let Silvera show you how to do it yourself. When you're building something you don't have far to seek, Silvera is open 7 days a week. No problem, big or small, we'll help you solve them all. In Antioch, Silvera Lumber.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected, and that protective action should be taken. This is an emergency action notification. All broadcast stations shall broadcast emergency action notification message number 2, red card. This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government to participate in the emergency broadcast system. During this period, some stations will stay on the air as part of the emergency broadcast system. Those stations will broadcast news and information for the general public in the assigned areas. You should now tune your radio dial until you hear a station which is broadcasting news and information for your area. Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
The world-famous KJR-FM is back.
Welcome home, KJR.
No doo-wop oldies, no unfamiliar hard rock. 95.7 KJR-FM, super hits of the 60s and 70s.
KJR Seattle, channel 95.7.
I'm Jack Digovich, as far as you're concerned, with Clear Channel's 95.7 KJR-FM, promising nothing but your favorite songs of the 60s and 70s, but delivering so much more. Over 60 songs from the early to mid-1980s, because it's easier to lie than to admit you're only interested in that money demographic. Here's one from the playlist right now. It's Michael Jackson's Billie Jean from Thriller. Now, does this sound like the 60s or 70s to you?
More like Billie the Queen from a movie scene. The Billie Jean.
95.7 KJR-FM, 1983's Billie Jean, just one of the many lies from the KJR playlist, posted at www.957kjrfm.com. One of the many ways KJR and other Clear Channel stations across the country and around the world will cheat, steal, and lie for profit at your expense. Hey, for all of you longtime KJR listeners, here's an update on legendary Seattle jock Norm Gregory, who was let go from KJR after 32 years of service to make way for a money-saving automated format. Now, Norm says, "Can you believe those boneheads in the new format?" Well, you can find this quote and others on 440.com, the radio broadcasting history and where are they now website.
Supercharging your weekend with the super hits of the 60s and 70s from 95.7 KJR-FM.
KJR Seattle, channel 95.7.
Yeah, keep singing, you bunch of liars. And let's listen to another one of the many 80s songs from your so-called 60s and 70s playlist. And if you don't believe me, they've posted the whole thing at 957kjrfm.com. So take a look and why not leave a little feedback while you're at it. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty from 1981. Stop Dragging My Heart Around, one of over 60 songs from the 1980s playlist, KJR-FM.
Well, listen. Let's take a chance, see what's going on. Hello, who's this?
Join us in Atlanta, please.
Join us what? I see. I didn't think three-year-old kids would be up this late. I don't know. There's got to be a way. We got that one on tape anyhow, right? Good. Well, get enough of those, put them together, and just turn it over to them. They can handle it. You can't do anything to children anyhow, so it probably wouldn't do any good. Eventually, we'll be on... we'll have this thing set up so that the little kids like that can't play around. Or at least big boys with little kid brains. Or like they say, another brain and he'd be a halfwit. Hello there. You want to talk about the 49ers?
Hi, I'm Jean Stapleton, a PTA member.
Hello there, PTA member. You want to talk about the PTA or football?
Conserving our natural resources.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought you halfwits were still in bed at this time of day. Can't figure that one out. Oh, well, they got their kicks out of that now. That'll keep them happy for school. And they'll go back to their pablum. Another brain, and they'll be a halfwit. Hello there.
This is Peter Schofield speaking.
Another one of those idiots. How do they allow them to be on the air this long? You know, now does that make you feel good, fella? You feel real happy now? Imitating, this is Peter Schofield. I wonder if their parents know that they do these things. Or maybe they don't have parents. Maybe they're hatched rather than born. I think that's it. As I said before, give them another brain and they'd be a halfwit. But what do you expect from dropouts? And now we go down the line to line two. Do we do one of the... We go to line two. Okay, line two. Hello.
Give him another brain and then...
That's right. That's about the way it would be. Did you call him back? You got his telephone number? Okay. As long as you got his telephone number, I'll get the number tomorrow. And you've got the recording, so we've got it made. Take more than even another brain. As long as you've got the number, that's what counts. Okay, so we took care of the children by now, I think, or we will tomorrow. Right now, we have a friend on line one. Hello there.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hello, so-and-so.
And looks like there's not much there. We got cut off, I guess. Well, I'm sorry about that. He can call back. Hello. Who's this?
This is Peter Schofield speaking.
Well, we gave him a chance to speak his piece, and again, one of those things. Hello there.
I'm George Ivy.
Hello, George Ivy. Anything else? We got cut off with George, so we can't talk to him. Well, of course, for them, that's great because they can't speak. You think we have somebody? You're the judge of all these. Hello. You're on 99.
This is Peter Schofield speaking.
And he hangs up right away. Well, he's pretty happy. Peter Schofield's on 36 times a day. I don't know why he'd want to be on again. But somebody is. It's amazing. Mark, you've got to be able to can't understand his voices three times, huh? I can't understand a three-year-old being allowed to be up so late, though. That's what gets me. Although he imitates Peter pretty well. Oh, well. Another brain and they'd be a half-wit.
Kmart's coming. Kmart's coming.
Kmart's coming to town.
We hear that Kmart's coming. It's coming here to stay. And low, low discount prices will happen every day.
Open every night and Sundays for everything we need. And at Kmart we can charge it, the satisfaction guaranteed.
Kmart is a division of the SS Kresge Company with over 900 Kresge, Kmart, and Jupiter stores throughout the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico.
That's Negative London, the radio presentation called Listen Here. If you want to hear more, visit their website, negativeland.com. This has been Sonic Boom Radio. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned for more great programming. I'm Dr. Boom. Goodbye.